Today is the final shiur of this special series. We learned about the invitation to Yaakov, to his sons, to give them a bracha, the Birchas Yaakov, the Misas Yaakov, and today we're going to speak about the Kvuras Yaakov. The Torah tells us that there was a big period of mourning in Mitzrayim, and then there was a big parade, a big procession that was led by Yosef HaTzadik himself, one of the most powerful people in the world at the time. And the Torah tells us, Vayavoyu at Goyden Ha'otod. They came to Goyden Ha'otod, and they had a big, big eulogy session. And it lasted for 7 days. Now, what is this Goyden Ha'otod? What is this place? What's unique about this Goyden Ha'otod? So Rashi brings down that there was a special event that happened there. What was that event? That when other nations heard about this funeral procession, they came out to do war with the Yidden and to this group. But once they saw that Yosef's crown was sitting on top of the Aron, or was hanging from the Aron, or was connected to the Aron, they all came and they tied their crowns to the Aron, and we had Kegoyden Ha'otod, we had this coffin that was surrounded by crowns. Now, Chazal tell us that there were 36 crowns. Now, there's something very significant about this number. But before we get to that, a little vort from Reb Levick. He says, the number 36 you find all over Misas Yaakov Avinu. For example, the word otod, if you multiply 1 times 9 times 4, which is the word otod, you actually end up with 36. In addition, the Gemara says, v'chi b'chdi. Was it for nothing that they were embalmed and they buried and they had the funeral of Yaakov Avinu? The word v'chi is 36. The word b'chdi is 36. So there's something very esoidistic going on connected with the number 36. Where else do we find that 36 is a very, very special number? We find it by the Neiris Chanukah. The Neiris Chanukah, which are Neiris of Geula, the Neiris of the future, therefore mitzvah, the Neir Chanukah, Enei B'teles La'olam. The Neiris Chanukah, if you add up 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8, all 8 days of Chanukah, you will end up with 36 Neiris. So we see there's something intrinsic, there's something unique, there's something special about the number 36, which is associated to Geula. What is this inyan? So if you open up the Dvar Malchus of Parshas Toldos, Parshas Toldos was the beginning of Chodesh Kislev Tavshin Umbeis, right after the Kinnus HaShluchim of Chayesora. And in that Sicha is a Gevaldike Sicha where the Rebbe asks a question as to why in the second half of the month do the days go up. We find that the Rosh Hashanah of Chassidus is in the second half of the month, seemingly when the moon is going down, and yet the numbers are going up. The whole arichis of that sicha. But in middle of the sicha, the Rebbe explains the word kislev. And the Rebbe says that kislev is actually two words together. Kes lamed vav. Case we know is from the word mechusa, which means hidden. What's lamed vav? The Rebbe says the lamed vav is gematria of the word ela. Ela means these. When you're speaking about these, that means you're pointing directly at something. Something very revealed. Something that's not here, you speak about those things. Things which are not in front of us, they're not revealed. Things which are revealed, you speak about it in these. Eila. Eila shows on Giloi, something that's revealed. And Kislev, says the Rebbe, that means the Inyonim of Pnimiyas HaTorah, which until now were hidden, all the Inyonim which were Soides El Yoinim, in the month of Kislev, these things come, Begoloi. And the Rebbe connects it to the Ora Geula, that the ultimate Eila, the ultimate revelation, is the Gilei of Moshiach, which that is the Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav represents the Shleimus Agili of Moshiach, and that's why the Neiris Chanukah, which are the Neiris Dila'asa, that's why Chanukah is 8 days, because 8 days is the eighth of the Geula. That's why there are 36 candles, 36 representing Eila, representing the Shleimus Agili of Moshiach. And the same thing is with the Kvura of Yaakov Avinu. Well, the whole Nekuda was to bring the Yidden to the Darga, the Shleimus of Keser. It's not Stam, oh, they hung their Ksorim around Yaakov Avinu's coffin. There is an Inyan over here that was to bring the Yidden to the Shleimus Hagilui of Keser. And it's brought down in Svarim and the Ortoid of the Tzemach Tzedek that we find that Goyden, that the Beis HaMikdash is also called Goyden or Goroin, because the Beis HaMikdash is the neck which connects the Eibishter and Bnei Yisrael and the world, just like the neck connects the head and the body. So, and that's why when you speak about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it says that Yosef cried Al Tzavore Binyamin. He was crying for the Churban on the neck of Binyamin, because the Beis HaMikdash is symbolized by the neck. The Goyden Ha'otot is the Gilui of this Keser, is the Gilui of this Inyan of Mashiach, the Gilui of this Inyan. In the time of Golos, it's surrounded, it's Behelim. You have the Goyim and the Sitra Achra trying to cover up on this Gilui. But in the Schus of Yaakov Avinu, this Inyan comes Begolui. And we're going to finish the series with the Nekuda from the end of the story of Misas Yaakov. After Yaakov passes away, slowly the Shvatim pass away. And then Yosef HaTzadik, before he passes away, he gives over a message. And the message is, Pokoid Yifkei Delekim Eschem. That don't worry, the Eibishter has never forgotten you, and he will remember you. Yidden are not going to be forsaken in Golos. Why the double Lashon, Pokoid Yifkoid? What's that all about? Why do we say a double Lashon? So the Mefarshim give very, very interesting biurim. The Medrash, right away, the Medrash al-Asar, which explains that Pokoid is going on Golos Mitzrayim, the current Golos that Yidden were in, and Yifkoid is going on the future Geula. In other words, when Yidden are in Golos Zeh Achrin, in this final Golos, and Yidden feel that the Eibishter has forsaken them or forgotten them, they should know that Pokoid Yifkoid, that the Eibishter has never forgotten the Yidden and will always, always remember Klal Yisrael. All the Mefarshim bring down that Pokoid Yifkoid Eschem Ve'ohela Eschem is Gematria 1290, which those are the days that are the Soid of the Kates, which is explained in Daniel. There is a fascinating Ha'orah where the Rebbe explains the Pokoid Yifkoid. It says about Moshiach that he will be Tzemach Yitzmoch. And Moshiach is Tzadik, and Moshe Rabbeinu Golos Mitzrayim is Pei, Pokoid Yifkoid. And the last order of Achrim Mois Kedoshim Tov Shenun Aleph, the Rebbe says, Lahori, he wants to point something out. What does the Rebbe want to point out? Lahori, the Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 when he said Pokoid Yifkoid. Not just he was using a word which started with Pei, the age of Moshe was also Pei when he said Pokoid Yifkoid. That's what the Rebbe says. Now, when you think about it, you realize that the Rebbe was saying this sicha, and he was explaining that Moshiach is going to use the words associated with tzaddik, bishnas ha-tzaddik. that Shnas HaTzadik, Tov Shinun Aleph, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglaboy. That this is the Shana that we had the Gilei of Mashiach, all the Nyanim of the world, getting connected to Geula, started B'Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglaboy. And that's why Mashiach is associated with the letter Tzadik, Tzemach Yitzmach. And Pocket Pekadeti is going on Yitzias Mitzrayim. But you didn't have to know that no matter what, no matter when, if you didn't find themselves in Golos and they feel that they're forsaken, and the Eibishter has forgotten them, right before Golos Mitzrayim really gets intense, Yosef tells us, Pokoid Yifkoid Elikim Eschem, sigh in this Golos, sigh in the future Golias, the Eibishter remembers and cares about Klal Yisrael. Like it says of Hashem, Pokad Esora, that Yidden, before they go into Golos, the Eibishter already gave the Inyan of Mashiach, and that's why we anxiously await the full revelation of the Rebbe, Melech HaMashiach, Shitaka be taken from Yad Mamet.